We're talking to the National Cattlemen Beef Association's president-elect, soon to be president, obviously, at the end of this meeting in Houston, 2022 Cattle Industry Convention, Don Schievelein. Don, let's talk a little bit about, you know, your year. You've obviously been prepared for a little more than a year now in this president-elect role. You've had a chance to be a very intimate part of a lot of the things that have gone on as far as striving for policy success on behalf of cattle producers.
Absolutely. Of course, the one thing you learn as you get into this role is you really can't predict what you're going to be facing, right? This whole COVID thing just shook us all up. The marketplace just went into tatters. So it's been a learning process, as you said. Hopefully we'll get some stability as we can kind of work on some policy issues long term that have a positive impact for the organization and our members.
You've got the opportunity to help basically move an entire convention back by several months.
Exactly. I mean, can you believe how complicated that is? It's not an easy deal to move a convention our size. And as you know, we flipped it from San Diego to Houston here too, because the homeless had the San Diego Convention Center. So it's been a whirlwind of trying to make things happen.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of those policy success, some of the things in your mind that have been really important over the last, say, year, in other words, 2021.
Yeah, and I think one of the ones that doesn't get as much press but is absolutely paramount is this no increase in taxes for our producers. You know, when you looked at the trillions of dollars they were going to spend, the pay-fors were largely ag-oriented initially. They said, you know, what if we do capital gains? What if we do step-up basis? What if we even do a transfer tax? So there were all these pay-fors that they said that would come on the backs of our producers, but we got them actually removed before they went into our out of committee. So huge win for our producers.
When we look at all the things, all the discussion, all the talk across the countryside, I'm sure you've had a lot of conversation with producers about these cattle prices and the price discovery process, transparency, words that we, you know, maybe we didn't even use just a few years ago when we talked about the cattle market.
Yeah, you know, and there's, you know, everybody can pinpoint the problem. There's a lot of dollars in the beef industry. We're not getting our fair share. But how you do it so it improves it is, you know, that's the million-dollar question. You know, there's different debates on how much government you want and how little government you want. And that's where the debate is kind of settling out, if you will, is do we want to curb people's economic independence? And I think as we talk to lots of producers, it appears that economic independence is something they're going to continue to strive for, and it looks like they're not probably going to push real hard for a mandate.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, obviously, as you take on the reins of the presidency of this group, you're representing cattle producers of all shapes, all size operations, large producers, small producers, seed stock operators, cow-calf guys, stocker guys, winter wheat pasture guys in our part of the world, feedlot guys. It's such a diverse organization.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Once you get inside this thing, you realize how big a ship it is and how many different sizes of players there are and how big this industry is. You know, we just saw a study that said the beef industry marketing system is one of the most complex in the world. So imagine everybody's got their viewpoint, whether you're from the Northwest or the Southeast, how this industry should run. But where we have to play the game is we kind of have to be the referee that says, what is the collective good for everybody? How do we drive this ship in a manner that doesn't negatively impact everybody and pushes everybody in a positive direction?
As you've walked through these several years now of being in the officer chairs and you're reaching this pinnacle, the presidency, what would you really like to see happen over the next few months? Maybe a project that you've had a kind of a special interest that you've kind of followed along and have watched it develop during your tenure.
Yeah, and I guess it's not a specific project in my mind, but maybe it's a mindset. I really believe that if the thing that keeps me up at night worried is when our industry is battling within itself. And to me, where I can bring, and maybe it's from my background being a large family operation, I really think the importance of working together and having an industry that understands that people have different views depending on where you're from. But in the end, we have to get together, we have to develop consensus, and we have to do a path forward that our industry can live with at all four corners of the United States. And to me, that's where we need to get back to, is we're all in this together, we're all on the same ship, and hopefully we're going in the right direction.
Any ideas on how you might take some positive steps in that way?
Yeah, I think the first thing is listening. You know, there's been a lot of push, especially in this marketing issue, that are trying to push people or suppress people's thoughts and saying, well, the right answer is X. Therefore, if you think Y, boy, you don't fit in. That's not the right approach. The way our whole grassroots process works is we want to hear from all affiliates in all areas of the country and figure out exactly what you're saying, listen closely, listen to the other areas, and then come up with what is the best route forward. But it starts off with listening.